And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. It's not quite 9 o'clock of a quiet summer day. We find Julia Dixon and Rupert sitting in the library of Rupert's luxurious Long Island home. There's been little conversation between the two, but Julia seems nervous, ill at ease. Her eye keeps wandering toward the grandfather clock in the corner, and she seems to be listening for any unusual sound. Finally, the telephone rings out in the hall.
I'll answer it, Julia.
No, let me.
But I'm much closer.
Please, let me answer it, Rupert. I feel sure it's for me.
Just as you please. Never saw you so anxious to pick up the phone.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Julia?
Yes. Yes. Who's this?
It's Mary Noble. I know it's a ghastly time to be calling you, but...
Oh, it's perfectly all right, Mary. Is it something about Oliver?
About Oliver? Oh, you mean young Mr. Wilson. Why, no, that is not entirely.
But it's partly about him. But then you do know something, Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry, Julia. I'm afraid we're talking at cross purposes. I called you because I thought it would be nice for all of us to attend Barry's play tonight. You know, Claudia Vincent will appear opposite Barry for the first time.
Oh, I see.
Well, since you and Rupert were so very nice to ask us all over there to that lovely garden party at Rupert's place, well, I thought I'd like to have us all go to New York tonight and see the play.
Well, I don't know, Mary. Just whom did you mean?
Why, you, of course, Julia and Rupert. And your guest, Mr. Oliver Wilson. I've invited Tom Bryson, you remember him, the famous playwright, and one of our very dearest friends. And then, of course, Maud Marlowe will go.
You say it's tonight, Mary?
Yes. I'm sorry to give you such little notice, but I didn't know for sure when Claudia would step into the leading woman's part.
Why, yes, I believe we can be there, Mary. In fact, I'm sure we can.
Oh, good. Well, don't you think it'll be a nice idea if we all drive into New York together? Of course, Maud and I could meet you at the theater, or perhaps earlier.
I'm quite sure Rupert will want to pick you up, Mary.
Oh, I didn't mean that, Julia. We could get a car to bring us to Rupert's home in Oyster Bay. It's quite simple.
Oh, not at all. I'm sure Rupert will insist on picking you up personally. Shall I have him call you later?
I wish you would. You see, I have to arrange about tickets, and it's rather difficult sometimes, as you know.
I'm sure you needn't worry as far as we're concerned. There's only one thing.
Yes?
No, I'm sure it'll be quite all right. Thank you for inviting us.
I'm so glad you'll be able to make it. I'll wait to hear from Rupert about the time.
Yes.
Good. Goodbye, Julia.
Goodbye.
Well, was it the call you were waiting for?
It was Mary Noble.
What? Mary called here? What does she want? Is something wrong?
Oh, don't upset yourself, Rupert. She called to invite us to the theater tonight. It seems that Claudia is to make her great Broadway debut in the play. Mary calls it Larry's play. I think of it as the play you back. But I don't suppose it really matters.
What's this all about, Julia? Are you serious about this invitation?
Of course. She wants you and Oliver and me to go. The other members of the party will be Tom Bryson, the playwright, and Miss Marlowe.
Well, what did you tell her?
I accept it.
You had your nerve without so much as asking me. What makes you think I'm free tonight?
You're always free when Mary Noble asks you anywhere, Rupert.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm sure I don't know. I'll have to look it up in my book and see if I'm free.
Oh, don't bother, Rupert. I already know the answer.
I see. Very well, then. I didn't realize you had second sight. If you'll excuse me, I believe I'll go out in the garden.
Very well, Rupert.
What time do you expect your devoted Oliver to return?
I don't know.
Not such a very good start for a world-shaking romance, is it, Julia? Staying out all night.
Would you mind not saying any more? Just leave me alone.
Very well, Julia.
And later that same morning, Larry drives the family car into the lane of their Rosehaven, Long Island home. He left the house some time ago, saying he wanted to have the car looked at. And now as he stops in front of his garage, he walks toward the house.
Thank heavens there's nobody about. All I need right now is to answer a lot of questions. Oh, now, who locked that door, I'd like to know. What is this, anyhow, a Bastille that you can't get in or out of? Everything's conspiring to get my goat. I'd like to...
Larry?
Oh, hello, honey. The house was locked up tight.
I know, I locked it myself. I guess I was nervous. Come in, darling.
Sure. Must have lost my key. At least I don't have it now.
Larry, are you all alone?
Yes. Certainly. You don't think anyone's hidden out in the shrubbery, do you?
But where's Claudia? The door to her room was open this morning and she wasn't there.
Claudia? Oh, she decided not to drive way out here last night.
Oh, you mean she's staying in New York?
Yes. Saves a lot of time and energy. She's pretty well tired out, you know. Claudia's not used to the beating you take rehearsing for a play.
I see. Well, I guess that's the best thing, then, as long as it's what she wants.
How do I know whether it's what she wants or not? I guess she got fed up with feeling uncomfortable around here and decided she'd better stay in town.
Larry Noble, that's not fair. I think I've behaved very well to Claudia Vincent when you consider everything.
All right. Let's not discuss it. I'm tired.
I'm sorry, darling. I know you must be tired. I hardly slept a wink last night. Why not have something to eat and take a nap?
No, I don't want anything, thanks.
A glass of milk?
Well, all right. Might be a good idea at that.
Of course it is. I'll get it. Oh, you just sit down, Mary. I'll get milk out of the refrigerator.
I'll get glasses.
Oh, I had some lovely new cookies that Phoebe baked yesterday. Like some?
Sure, fine. Wait, I'll pour out this milk.
Well, there you are, Larry. Now sit down. I'll sit over here.
Yeah.
Tastes good?
Fine. See, Mary, it seems to me we just left this kitchen a few minutes ago.
I know. Isn't it nice? Larry.
Yeah, what, honey?
You didn't really mean that, did you?
Mean what?
About Claudia and how I've made her feel uncomfortable.
Oh, let's skip it. Don't you think so?
No, I want to talk about it. Because I want you to know that I've done my best to accept Claudia here in this house.
All right.
Well, I haven't been any too cordial.
Well, that's putting it mildly.
But she hasn't been very helpful either. Don't forget that.
I asked you just to skip it. There's nothing to be gained by hashing it over.
I wonder.
Drink the milk.
Larry, I want you to know that I've invited a few people for tonight.
Oh? Well, good idea. Having them over for dinner?
No, I don't mean here. I'm talking about New York. I'm inviting some people to the play for Claudia's opening night.
What? Oh, now, what made you do a thing like that? She's nervous enough as it is.
Well, I thought it was a friendly gesture. To show her how interested we all are, to give her support.
Who's coming?
Well, Maud, of course, and Tom Bryson.
Tom Bryson, when did you talk to him?
We came by here on his way back from Southampton, and we went swimming.
Oh. Who else?
Is it a Minard? Well, I called Julia Dixon and asked her and her guest, Oliver Wilson.
That all?
No, I asked Rupert Barlow, of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, why not? He invited us to his house for a lovely party, didn't he? Showed that he didn't bear any grudge toward Claudia. I thought it only right to return the favor and take them all to the play tonight. Surely you can arrange with Harold Ramsey for house seats, at least a few, and I'll manage the others.
I cannot imagine what made you do such a thing.
I told you. I want to show Claudia that we all hope she'll be a big success.
Now, that sounds very lofty, doesn't it? But my own personal opinion is that you're using this as another excuse to be with Rupert Barlow.
That's a perfectly hateful thing to say, and it's not true. I did this because I thought you'd be pleased. Because it would give all the gossips on Broadway the idea that we're all for Claudia, that we're solidly back of her. Didn't expect you to twist my motives about.
All right. I take it all back. I'm sorry.
And as far as Rupert Barlow is concerned, I don't need any excuses to see him, Larry.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Maybe you can figure it out, if you're interested.
And then Mary leaves the kitchen and goes through the pantry, leaving Larry uneasy and wondering about many things, and worried about Claudia's opening in the play tonight. But be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.